came here to take over the game. Yeah. Stout. Still. I know what's going on. Yeah. It's still politics as usual. Life looking beautiful. Talking real heavy, more heavy than the usual. Shook the whole world up, that type of motion new to you. So is this a throwback? Losing, we don't know that. Only give them our facts, that's exact what y'all lack. Always show the people love, so they show us love back. Yeah. And Ben Worthy like 42.
Woo! People don't know I ghost wrote that for Storm. We're now rocking with the best. And we're back. It's another one. You are with us and we're with y'all. This is the Politics as Usual podcast where we cover everything NBA related and we'll throw in some sneaker talk, of course. We're glad to be with y'all. Follow us. Follow us on our social medias on YouTube. Subscribe to Amazon Music, Spotify, all those platforms. We're not on Threads because I don't know who's on there, but we're on everything else. Check us out. And I'm not by myself. As always, I got my main man with me, Mr. Ace Boogie, tonight.
Feeling real New Yorkish today. You see, I got my blue and orange on. I'm Ace Boogie. Shout out to Paid in Full. Jack Sweating at the Burns
on like Pat Ewing. Look like Kenny Burns out there. Look at you work for Roc Nation out there, brother. I'm digging it. You know, I'm straight from Boston because they're killing the Suns tonight. I said, let me throw this on.
Straight from Bean Town.
Woo! Man, I smell like clam chowder.
Delicious.
Delicious. Red and white, both delicious.
Delicious. Delicious.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man. So what we got going on for
folks? Let's jump right in, Jack. Mm-hmm. So Orlando Magic coach Jamal Mosley, we never could think of his name whenever we talk about the Orlando Magic. So
who's that brother down there coaching?
Who's that brother down there doing a good job?
Doing a great Jamal job Mosley down there, man. Got his money.
4-year extension, Jack.
Yeah, man. Listen, he's doing that team is way ahead of the curve. I didn't see this happening. They're like the East Coast or the Eastern Conference's OKC almost.
Yeah, 38 ahead 28. Of the curve.
Man, I'm telling you, man, those and Paulo is way better than I thought. I like the chemistry they got going down there. And he's doing it. Anytime you see a young team do great things, most of that is coaching, I think. So all those coaches, Minnesota coach, or I forget his name, he's fantastic. Mosley, my man Mosley, congratulations to him getting that extension.
Yeah, man, because what typically happens is they give these black coaches not so great teams.
Buddy.
And what he was able to do with Orlando Magic team that nobody wanted to be on is incredible.
Yo, ain't nobody want that gig. And, you know, but now they're changing it up. So if you're doing a good job, Doc Rivers might come in and take you. Doc Rivers going to walk.
Let me see that coaching job real quick.
Yo, he left. He took his headphones off in the middle of the game, started coaching the Bulls.
Well, he's familiar with Orlando. He won a year down there.
That's where he got to start. So don't
he has no problem going back.
Yo, he'll go, man. You know he liked the golf in Florida. Man, be the first thing smoking back down in Orlando.
Yeah, man.
Congratulations, Mosley.
But all seriously, man, they are doing a great job down there in Orlando. They're rebuilding that organization. They did right by Shaq after all these years. And they got some nice pieces down there. I'm not sure about what they have coming up in the draft. Don't know if they have any draft picks. But like you said, with Paolo Palu, how do you say his name?
Hello, the last name always gets me thinking. Oh my God,
Ben Carroll, right?
Yeah, Ben Carroll.
But you figure he's a stud, man. So yeah, a player like that down there, man. Hopefully, in free agency in the next couple of years, players would want to come down there, especially now that you know that the coach is going to be there and he's doing a great job.
And usually, as you said, they get these gigs, and it's hard to work with young players. But he has a great group of guys. Got what's his name? Greg Anthony's son.
Cole.
He's down there. My man Julian from Julius. He played at Gonzaga. So he got good, solid young guys. Because you go to Gonzaga, you're going to play 3-4 years. Cole knows the game from his father. He's been around the game.
Paulo, New York kid, by the way. New York kid.
Paulo's a head stud. Yep, Paulo's a stud. Played at Duke. So he got a high quality young guys down there. And he's doing a great job. So I'm excited to see him get that bag.
And I think one thing that is not mentioned that's very important is he's only 45 himself. So he can relate to some of them younger guys. It's one thing to have a older coach that doesn't necessarily, you know, relate to the younger generation. I think he has proven with that 4-year extension that he can understand where they're coming from. So shout out to Jamal Mosley, Jack.
Yeah, and that's a great point. These younger coaches really connecting with these young guys, because it's hard when you bring Larry Brown in there fussing. Cut your braids off. You know, man, when I was watching that doc, he said, he almost traded Iverson. You serious?
He went to Detroit and didn't draft Melo.
Yo, this turned to a Larry Brown roast, but that's nasty work, as these kids be saying. First of all, Melo just won the national championship.
Melo's still bitter about that, by the way. This segment has nothing to do with Larry Brown or Melo, but Melo is still bitter about it.
They would have probably, you'd have put Melo with Rip and Ben Wallace. And all of them, they probably won 2 more championships.
They won the year that they would have drafted him. They didn't even have to play him.
Yo.
Like, it's crazy.
Tayshaun Prince, oh, my God.
Oh, man, yeah. Unreal.
But
man,
you know what? Brown probably saw them braids and got reminded of Iverson. He said, now we don't get the European guy. he's a little ahead of the curve.
You're going to get the clean-cut white guy.
Yeah, yeah. And now, get anybody from Europe, and they are studs. All of them studs now.
Shooting from half court.
Oh, stud.
Slow, though. Slow-mo ball.
Slow-mo.
All right, Jack. Let's move on, Jack. So, bunch of players, man, ineligible for these awards due to the 65-game rule, Jack. So, that has kind of changed some things, man. I was looking at the list before we came on, and there's some big names on this list, Jack. I think one of the biggest names is our boy Joel Embiid. He's on that list. Jimmy Butler will always be on that list.
History won't treat Embiid right this year, because he was going to have a legendary year. He's probably having like 36. The Sixers was rolling too, man. I just get so sad. I was like, man, if we had Buddy Hill with a healthy Embiid,
yeah,
MVP, man, we'd be right there with the Celtics, I believe. Yeah, but you got Jimmy Butler. He doesn't care about no awards. All he care about, as long as he get that press and curl. Did I say that right? Press and curl. Yo, put the thing in, you know, you got to keep his hair tight.
Dark and lovely.
Silky guy said dark and lovely. yo, Spider Mitchell, I saw.
Yeah.
Can't find the whole list, but there's a lot
Porzingis.
Porzingis. Yeah.
Draymond Green. So that's the player of the year.
Suspension. Yeah. So I'm trying to figure out. I like the rule sometimes. I like the rule in the sense I don't want to tie to money though.
Yeah.
Like the all NBA, like that we was talking about with the young boy out in Indiana. I'm forgetting everybody's name tonight. The stud 3-point shooter. Indiana Pacers. Goodness gracious. They're like two old men up here, man. I know who he is. And don't be inboxing me about him either. Like his joint, like he would miss $40 million or so on his contract. I don't like that. Now I do mind, like, you can't make, you shouldn't be eligible maybe for player of the year, rookie, but don't tie it to the money, man.
Is where I might disagree with that is the reason why they're getting this much money is because of, like, the TV sponsors the things like that, ticket sales and, you know, people coming to see these games. And if you're not going to play.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean?
I think the slippery slope is like when it's when they're hurt for real. Then you gotta force it.
Right.
So that's such a we need them out there, that's for sure. What I love about this year, these games matter. I've never watched as much basketball this early in the year. In season tournament, making them play. Crazy.
But it makes me wonder, though, why is there so many more injuries now when they claim that the 90s, we done with the 90s, when they claim that it was so much more physical in the 80s and 90s. So, like, it makes you wonder why. So are they really injured? I mean, we don't know. So it makes you wonder, why is there so many more injuries today as opposed to years in the past? Because, like you said, you know, Jordan played 82 games many years.
Yeah, I don't know.
Many years.
Karl Malone.
Yeah.
They played. They was playing.
John Stockton, these guys were.
That's why Stockton can get so many assists, because he was there. Yeah.
I think he played like 19 seasons, and he didn't miss very many games at all.
It's not as many, I would say, it wasn't as many injury-prone stars. Like, right. it was no Kawhi, Paul George,
Boogie Cousins.
Yeah, those guys. Like none of the super like David Robinson didn't have a tours Achilles like how Kevin Durant that's something I would love to see some research about. Why is that?
Right, and it could be because these players are more athletic now, so you know. Yeah. Playing above the rim, shooting more three-pointers, like Kawhi coming down on, putting his foot under the guy, putting his foot for Golden State under Kawhi's
landing.
Changes the course of that series as well as history, honestly.
Yeah, man, right, his career.
Probably he hasn't been healthy since.
Shortened his career, that injury.
Right. Yeah, so it makes you wonder why it's like that. But so, I mean, like you said, the rule, I like it sometimes. It makes sense.
Yeah.
I feel like there should have to be a player can't play 50 games and win the MVP.
No.
But it's tough when there's some, players, like you said, that are having a great season but are just legitimately, injured and sitting out because they don't want to get hurt more.
Yeah. So, and then, that's the game that Miami Heat run. They don't care. Jimmy Butler, they just get them to April, and we'll see what happens. But, a lot of them are ineligible. I know a lot about being ineligible.
Knew a thing or two about
being ineligible. My whole academic life, ineligible.
Oh, man. All right, Jack, let's move on. We mentioned Kawhi Leonard just now briefly. Left the game the other night against Minnesota with back spasms, Jack. Ooh. So did you hear anything about Kawhi's injury? What are they talking about, Jack? I know they're out there shaking in their boots in L.A.
I said Woe said something today, said it's not major, he shouldn't miss. I don't know if he traveled with the team, getting on the flight with a back like that, because he got dressed real quick.
They said he left the arena, right?
Yeah, and they were like, maybe it's a family emergency. But then they replayed it, like when he came down, everything tightened up. And I was like, oh my God, man. Just
coming from somebody that has back issues, man, that is no joke, man. Crippling, man.
And that ain't something you just, we're going to get some pills or, just rest. So, that was very unfortunate for them, man. And they're kind of slipping and, taking some losses now. That Western Conference is getting tight, so they need him. As evidence of what happened to that game, they were winning by 20 and wound up losing by 20. And I'll get to him later. But that brother they got in Minnesota, he's made of something special.
Yeah, man. But we talked about the Clippers a few weeks ago when we said they're, a pretty deep team and they can afford to lose a player or two. But I don't think Kawhi is the player on that team that can go missing. Kawhi and Paul George need to be there, Jack. So what is this going to mean for the postseason, Jack, if he's not 100%?
Yeah, that's the thing. He may come back, but he may not be 100%. And one thing about Kawhi, he likes to play when he's 100%.
Yes.
He don't like to do – he ain't going to give you 75.
No.
He'll sit that thing out. So that's going to be interesting to watch. They got some games coming up this weekend that I'm going to be watching. They're going to need him, man, because they are That West is tight. You got Minnesota. You got OKC. That top five, and they're back down to fourth. You know, a game or two, they could go from fourth.
That changes everything. You go on a 2-3 game losing streak, Dallas could be back up in the top five or a team like that, man. So he's going to need to get back, man. But what does it mean if he's not healthy, Jack? I think Paul George can carry the load for a little while. And, of course, you got your man out there, your man dribbling Harden out there. But in April,
I think it's a combination of if Westbrook was there, it wouldn't be as bad. Because I think Westbrook he's probably the leader of the team, at least the vocal leader. All three of those guys, Harden ain't going to say too much. Paul George ain't going to say too much. You know Kawhi ain't going to say much. Right. I think they need – and when I was watching them against the Timberwolves, I was like, that's what they're missing, that rah-rah, because none of those guys got that. You know, Ant-Man got all that. He said, I saw a bunch of mismatches out there. I said, I can't wait till somebody asks me something so I can use that line. You see a bunch of mismatches. That boy crazy, man.
Man, you're talking about the ultimate confidence, man. But the one thing that the Clippers do have going for them, though, Lou is a great coach.
Yes.
And he'll get them there, you know. Yes. He'll get them to April. But what we see out of L.A., you know, come April is another story. And this is tough, man, because – I think a lot of people thought that this might finally be the Clippers year. They had a possibility. If you see a healthy Clippers team versus a healthy Denver Nuggets team in the Western Conference Finals, it could go either way.
That's a good series. But, man, Harden got that shoulder.
Right.
Dealing with a shoulder injury, Kawhi. So, man, just the worst. Then it's like, you know, the sad thing is you like me, I was like, it's a matter of time.
Right.
Well, he's asking, either going to be him or George, just, you know, just the timing of it. It's just almost like a Chris Paul injury.
Right.
He's going to break that hand, one of them.
At some point in time.
He's going to break.
And the tough thing is, I mean, we talk about Westbrook not being there. I mean, that man got surgery on his hand. So what is he going to be when he comes back, man? So,
like you said, come for the playoffs. Like, dog, a broken hand surgery? Y'all think that's going – oh, man, just – that's
– he already can't shoot.
I want no Westbrook smoke. I don't want him nowhere near me throwing a ball at my face.
He already can't shoot, Jack. So it's going to be rough when he come back with a sore hand.
But your boy, loving him minutes with your boy, Bonesy.
Oh, Bones, man.
Bonesy, listen, put him up. He puts him up.
He's never seen a shot that he doesn't
he put him. I just want to know that's the interview I want, you know, with him and PJ Tucker after they retire. Hey, what was y'all doing when they told y'all to go home for a couple weeks? What could these grown men could have been doing? They're like, nah, y'all just go home.
They was in there acting a fool. They had to be in there acting a fool.
It was going crazy. Yeah, man. But Kawhi, get better.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So recently, Jack, I saw a headline for ESPN, and the question was, how good can Wemby be, Jack? He is a once-in-a-generation type talent, Jack. We saw the clips, you know, last year and the year before, and we knew this guy was coming to the NBA. Mm-hmm. I didn't think that he would be as good as he is. 20 points per game.
That's crazy.
10 rebounds.
On
three assists.
See, if he was playing in another team, they'd be letting him go.
Yeah.
Maybe get 25.
But Pop is so smart. Three assists, three blocks, and 1.3 steals a game.
That's crazy. That's some crazy numbers, man.
He's like a video game created character.
When he was on a fast break one time, I swore he did the Jordan arm joint. I was like, look at that dude's arm. And he dunked it like this. Me and Brandy was watching. I was like, do you see that? He dunking
he
like
that. He doesn't
this.
Even really need to jump. It's crazy, it's man.
Crazy, man. I think he has a shot to really be one of the great ones, man. He has a shot. Because he has all the skills. He doesn't have to work on any skill thing. He's got to work on his body.
Right.
He's already got the maturity because he's been playing with grown men in Europe. He doesn't have to work on any of that. Only thing he has to work on, you know, watch this team next year, see who sticks around.
Yeah.
Who's going to make the audition? And some of them don't even be passing to him like they should. Now, if I was on that team, I'd be looking for him every time down because I want Pop to know I want to be part of the plan.
Right. And I think with a lot of the players that are on the Spurs right now, everybody's auditioning.
Yeah.
Everybody's auditioning, whether it's with Pop next year or for another team. They know that they're going to lose a lot of games, but they're auditioning for a contract next year or the year after. So, like you said, a lot of games, like, why would he not touch the ball every time down the court? It's crazy to me. I mean,
he's crazy
because you said he doesn't really have any flaws. He reminds me of, I can't think of another rookie coming into the NBA other than LeBron, Jack, that a person lived up to the hype, and they're so unlike any player we've ever seen. We've never seen a LeBron James.
No.
You can't really compare LeBron to Jordan or anybody. You can't really compare him to anybody. And same for Wimby.
Yeah, because when LeBron comes, he's like, oh, he knows, like he knows basketball.
Right.
Like some guy just got the talent and then their mentality about the game has to catch up.
Right.
LeBron had that day one. He had to work on the jump shot, but he knew when you put the ball in his hands, he was something special. I see Wimby with that. He knows the game, and playing in Europe has given him a distinct advantage, man, I think. He just needs – man, if he had a point – and they keep saying it, he had a Trae Young.
Players are going to want to go play with him.
You give him
a true point guard and a shooter, it's over. You think he makes the jump and he's an all-star next year?
Yep, just for popularity.
Yeah, popularity.
He's going to be too popular,
But I do think the skill-wise, though, that he'll be deserving to be there, though. Because you know with that first – with the starters, the fans typically pick that. And they will pick anybody. History has proven that they will pick anyway. I've seen my name on one of the ballots once. They're willing to pick anybody. I voted for you last year, brother. And as we saw there, what, the Greek Freak's brother got three votes.
Anybody. Oh, my God. Shout out to the Nazis, man.
I don't even know his name.
He won the lottery being his brother. He's always going to have
his older brother at that.
Yeah, ain't that something? He's always going to have a spot on somebody's team. Long as y'all is out there, he can always have a team.
Oh, my God, Jack. Man. But I'm looking forward to seeing how Wimby's career pans out, Jack. So he's got a high ceiling, man. I was trying to, before we came on, I was trying to think of a player to compare him to, possible ceiling. I was thinking of like a Hakeem Olajuwon or a, but nobody really fits.
I thought young Shaq was dominant.
But the fact that he can dribble, he can shoot threes. Like,
you can't say, because Garden, Kevin Durant, but Kevin Durant, we didn't, it wasn't the expectations wasn't high immediately. See, that's what blows me away. Like we knew they were talking about him last year,
right?
When he comes, they are specials, and all the players talking about him. He's an alien.
But you're talking about 3.4 blocks a game, Jack.
That's what I meant. You just reminded me. He's probably going to be defensive. He might be a rookie that makes the defensive one of the all defensive teams.
And he's probably deserving.
Yeah, and he's probably going to get that award a few times.
Right.
And start next year.
And like you said, Pop is not even playing him. He's on a restriction. So imagine if he's playing 42 minutes a game, he would average at least 5-6 blocks.
Yes, 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 man. Yeah, man.
But, man, looking forward to seeing it, Jack. Let's go on. Let's go on. You got the Boston jersey on. Oh, Paul Pierce.
Yo.
What is he doing, man?
Yo, they was like, this LeBron slander is going to be epic on that show.
You put Paul Pierce and Skip Bayless in the same room and put LeBron on the vision board.
Oh my God.
Every episode is going to be LeBron slander, weekly LeBron slander.
Weekly. They go, matter of fact, they can have it. Weekly LeBron. It might be daily LeBron. So that's what do. And I saw this. I was like, that's a weird fit. I was like, they don't match. I was like, oh, they got one thing in common.
LeBron hate.
They hate him. I don't know if it's set in stone yet, but I can't. I haven't been watching. I haven't checked the Undisputed ever since Shannon took the leap.
Right.
So I don't know what's going on over there a lot. But
yeah,
they get Paul Pierce on there, you know, because he can say anything. He be drinking. Him and KG, I don't watch it every episode, just the clips. I mean, his takes are insane. And Kevin Garnett be acting like he want to fight him.
he'd be so annoyed with Paul Pierce. And Paul Pierce is clearly related to Jordan Poole because he doesn't take anything serious.
He still thinks he's better than everybody. He still thinks he's better than Wade. I'm like, Wade? Okay.
And don't get me wrong, Paul Pierce could play.
He was great. He was great. Hall of Famer.
But he just makes horrible decisions since he retired. Oh. He was on ESPN. Yo. He had a good gig on ESPN.
Yo, easy.
He messed that up.
Yes.
And now you're going to join Skip Bayless. I can't stand Skip Bayless, man.
Oh, no, man. Listen, oh, my God. Oh, that's going to be brutal.
And it's always been said that, you know, Skip Bayless, he tries to find somebody. They say he needs a particular type of person on his show.
Yeah,
with a particular hue, let's say.
You're right, man. And then, you know, we Shannon got so big he became the star.
Yeah.
And so he wants somebody with a ceiling.
And unfortunately, Paul Pierce has proven to have a ceiling.
Yeah, got a ceiling for sure. So that's gonna be something to watch.
That one episode with KG, and he has the women with him, and he's drunk, and he talked about he hire a girlfriend. I was like, oh my God, they're putting this guy on
national TV. Oh my God.
It's not a good idea.
In the middle of the day.
Oh my God.
They're taking a gamble out there at Fox.
Oh my God. Who else did they call before they landed on Paul Pierce? It just seems like a weird pick. Skip Bayless
it's not like he's such a great commentator, right? You know, like he's like KG's great at it, but he cusses so much. he's really into the X's and O's of it. When he be break, you know, Paul Pierce just wants you to know that he still think he can play. he hates LeBron. I can still play.
And I love, like I tell you all the time, I love the fact that KG, after he says anything, says Lord. He, you know, what you talking about, Lord? like, are you a part of a gang? Like, what is that?
I see KG anywhere, I go the opposite way. Scares me.
He's 7 feet tall. Yep. He doesn't weigh much, but he's strong as an ox. Like, he's
like, and remember, he used to be playing the way he talked to himself.
Just punching him, throwing cups of water in his own face.
It's crazy, man. Oh my God.
Like he's just permanently preparing for the insanity plea. Like he can never go to jail. He's just gonna play my old clips.
Oh my God.
But Paul Pierce, we wish you the best of luck on Undisputed. Allegedly. Be prepared for Skip Bayless to annoy you.
Oh my God, man. Oh.
All right, Jack. So,
before we move on, it's funny that he never has a gig with the Celtics because they know what we don't know.
Listen, but if you think about it, now that you say that, Boston, they bring back certain people in the office, but It's a particular type of person.
Particular hue, as you say. You
it's a particular hue.
You're talking anything. Like Black History Month. This is March.
Danny Ainge got a job. Yeah. Danny Ainge got a job. But and it's Boston. Let's be honest. Like, let's just, you know, call a spade a spade. It's Boston. Yeah. KG can't walk around Boston doing what he did as a player.
No.
You can't be in the front office doing that.
Not that.
Paul Pierce would have his girlfriends in the front office.
Drinks, weed, calling people
Rondo Lord. Would be punching people.
Calling people Lord. I got to start saying that.
After everything. Yeah, after man. Everything. But yeah, Jack, let's talk about our boy AD, man. Apparently Sabonis still got his number, Jack. Yeah. AD still can't beat Sabonis, Jack.
Nobody beats Sabonis. I was watching. Nobody beats Sabonis. I was watching that. He plays so rough. Oh my, he's rugged. Like AD's taller. He's probably faster. Strength. You probably get to Sabonis.
I don't know. Sabonis clearly has. Yo, to
he be was just throwing him around. Like he knows the way how he can beat AD is to just pound on him. And that's the last thing. AD, he's a tall man. He's not a big.
And see, the crazy Sabonis thing
is not tall, but I'm he's about a to say, big. He plays he's rough.
Like a big. He plays like a big man.
Yeah, man.
He looks like in the off season, his workout is just chucking wood, cutting down trees.
Rocky Four.
Rocky Four.
Everything he's Rocky
somewhere before. Where it's cold. In the summertime,
meet me halfway with a whole tree on him. Rocky was killing them workouts.
Yo, got the axe out, cutting wood, man. Like seriously, he's strong, man.
But he talks so soft in the gym. But yo, he the elbows. Like he hit AD with that one. And I was like, oh, he gonna be out for 3 weeks. Yo, but that was and I saw a stat. Not only he hasn't beaten Sabonis. I think Cameron put that up.
I saw it today. A lot of people shared it. Yep.
Yo, the Embiid number. I didn't realize that.
Embiid, Joker.
He probably beat Joker. The bubble.
I think it was 2021 might have been the last time he beat the Joker. And we're 2024.
That joint shifted so much because remember in the bubble, we're talking about AD and Giannis as the best bigs.
Two of the best players in the NBA. Yeah. In the bubble. Yeah.
We talking about AD top five, and it wasn't nobody saying, nah, he ain't in top five. He was legit.
Remember him hitting that three and saying, I'm that guy. Yeah. Where is that guy?
I mean, he's having a good year, but here's another point they brought up. They said, and Sabonis. He had Sabonis' all-star spot. When I saw that, I was like, yeah, man. And after, because they've been winning more, and he's got about, 25 triple-doubles?
Yeah, man. He's leading the league.
Woo! I thought the Joker was a tough matchup for him. Nah. The Lakers, they need something. Now we was talking on the phone about they need that real bruiser five guy.
They need a center, man.
In the eight, I don't like it. I never like it because he can't do nothing with those guys.
He doesn't like to be center. Yo, he keeps telling the organization, and they keep asking him to do it.
And they're shortening his career, I think.
Yeah.
See, he can't do nothing with Sabonis, Embiid, or Joker.
Nope.
He can at times guard them. But he's at a disadvantage because they are physical players. He is not.
Right. He's more of a guard, feel like, in a tall man's body. Like he wants, and no, honestly, he would probably prefer to, sit out there and shoot, 15-footers.
He's like a wing threat.
Yeah. He doesn't want to back you down and shoot jump hooks. He don't want to do none of that. He don't want to guard those players. He don't want to do none of that.
He has a face-up game, Sabonis just plays so rough. When he plays the Joker, he's probably giving up 50 pounds. Embiid, maybe 75 pounds.
Right.
So, man,
AD just, he can't,
He can't win that matchup. And that's something like the Lakers, they can't lose all the matchups. Like when you're playing the Kings. Like, Fox going to have a great game because they don't got the best. They need Vando out there bad because they have Russell and even though I'm missing everybody's name.
Reeves.
He had a great – he can't guard that – well, can't nobody guard – Fox is so fast.
He's fast, man.
Oh, my God. Yo, but AD's got to win that matchup. He has not.
And he didn't even start the game sounding like he thought he could win. I think the commentators or somebody asked him about the 0-9 against Sabonis, and he, you know what his response was? It's a team game. I don't take things like that personal. You need to take this personal.
Your brother.
What do you mean you don't take it personal?
Because Sabonis takes it personal. I think he takes it personal with an all-star snub.
Yeah.
At him, man. I was watching him get the offensive rebound. I was like, yo.
Sabonis is out there trying to prove AD every time, I'm better than you at this point in your career. And he may be, is the crazy part about it.
Who would have thought? I didn't see that coming.
If you put Sabonis on the Lakers and you put AD on the Kings, or do the record swap as well?
Easily.
They might. I think they might.
Because also, you think, look, LeBron setting up Sabonis around the basket? Whew.
Man. Whew. I don't know, man. AD, you got some explaining to do.
They got to get the center. They got to get the center in there.
0-10 against Sabonis.
Man. God. That's a tough one.
That is a tough one, Jack. All right, Jack, let's move on, man. It's time for your favorite segment of the week. Who are we not sleeping on this week, Jack?
Man, I try to get a new one every week. But after watching him Tuesday, and here's the thing about Ant-Man, Anthony Edwards. His game is something about him, you see, that the opposite team knows we can't stop them and we're going to lose.
Right.
Like, everybody ain't got that. That's a special, like, I remember LeBron playing against the Pistons. He dropped like 25. We can't stop them. We're going to lose. That's a Kobe. He has that all time in him.
Yeah.
When I watched him bring that team back, I said, yo, he is our last American hope for an American born superstar. Ja is doing whatever Ja does.
Who else in the flight jacket somewhere?
Booker is out there somewhere. Booker, but the thing about Ant, what makes him transcendent, his personality.
Right.
I see a bunch of mismatches. I remember the first time they beat Kawhi and them, he was like, "You old in the game."
I remember when Minnesota drafted him. I was like, Anthony Edwards with the number one pick. You go after Anthony Edwards.
I apologize. They had me convinced that he don't like he doesn't love basketball. He's just a good athlete. So I didn't pay no attention to him. Then I started seeing him dunk on people.
His confidence.
It's magnetic, man.
I mean, he has something special, man. He hasn't even put it together yet. Jack,
that's what's crazy. He got them looking like Cat, take as long as you need.
Yeah.
But he's young, man. He doesn't even, oh my goodness, man. He doesn't even have he's probably like 10 or 15 pounds away from looking like how he's going to look and really be bruising people.
That's scary, man. That's scary. You figure a lot of the great players talk about once they figure out the game and start to make it easy for themselves. Mm-hmm. So once he starts to figure out the spots on the court that are his sweet spots that he can get 8 points here, he can get 10 points there, go to the line and get 7 points. And then once he starts to make his teammates better, and then you can use him at the end of the game to carry you home. And defensively, he looks like he can be a top defensive player. That block
was crazy. And he's got the energy now to do both all game. So he'll stick Tatum. He'll stick Kawhi. He'll,
and he's not that tall, like we said.
No, that's what
he's
even
not as tall when, as we think he is.
Like when you look at him, he looks like a real two guard. I thought he was like a small forward. He's a two guard. And,
yeah, and how I'm tall just, is he?
I got they got him listed as 6'6". I don't even know about that.
Yeah. Yeah, 6'6".
No, 6'4".
6'4". I'm about to say, I thought it was shorter than 6'. And he's probably really 6'3 or 6'2.
He's flying through the hole. He's fast. Oh, my goodness, man. He's 22.
And he looks like Michael Jeffrey Jordan. That's the scary part. He got the confidence at age 22. He's not afraid of anybody, and he thinks he's better than everyone. And I love that.
And just like Michael Jeffrey, he takes it personal.
He takes it personal, Jeff.
26 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. 46% from the field.
Wow. And that's at age 22. And he has
to. Yo, if he was playing in a, if folks saw him, like if he was in a bigger market, it's all you would hear.
My God, him in like a New York market?
Oh, my. Yo, you think they rocking now?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, man. He's there, man. I'm looking forward to seeing what he can become, Jack. So It is time for my favorite segment of the week. That's a fact, Jack. Stat of the week.
Drop it on us, sir.
So recently on Instagram, our bull Toolsy, our main man, Shaman Tools, he had posted something about the lack of defense. I believe it was in college, just that he posted in it's crazy, Jack. These the new generation does not play defense, to say the least. But so this week for our stat of the week, we're going to talk some defense, Jack. Mm. So the most steals in the game, Jack, how many and who is it?
Maurice Cheeks.
No. Kendall Gill.
Oh, what kind of name? That's a 90s guy. I thought we was done with the 90s.
Kendall Gill was tough, Jack.
Kendall Gill, you know, he does the Chicago Bulls broadcast.
11 steals.
11 steals.
When he was with the New Jersey Nets against the Miami Heat, April 3rd, 1999. 11 steals. Just
getting good on the Nets, getting Jason Kidd. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
11 steals?
And there's one other player that tied for 11 steals, but that was back in 1976.
Maurice Cheeks.
No.
Oh.
Larry Kennen.
He played for the Spurs, didn't he?
Larry Kennen, yes, for the Spurs. And
Iceman.
Against the Kings.
Yeah.
It was against the Kings.
If you ever watched that 76 slam dunk contest, he's in there. Not doing anything spectacular.
That slam dunk contest was awful.
Yo, we done with the 70s.
We done with the 70s. Shout out to him, man. He got that on.
Shout out, yo. Everybody's mentioning him. Shaq, all the NBA. Yo, Mike, every time Michael Jordan goes to the left, he's a disaster. Big garbage.
Shout out to him, man. What's his name?
Mike. We start dissing people more often.
and that's a wrap, Jack. That is it for episode 18, Jack. Yes, Time for them shout outs, Jack. Who you shouting out?
Let me see. I had a list. If I can find it.
Why are you looking? I got mine's right here, man. Mine's right here. So shout out to my main man, Tone Bone. Shout out to Tone Bone, my twins coach. You know, we've been traveling back and forth watching these Coatesville basketball games and talking about where this game's going to be, where that game's going to be. Shout out to them Coatesville boys getting that win yesterday. Yes. Play again on Saturday. And last but not least, the Coatesville legend, Jack, Daryl Shaddy Daddy Lewis. Talk to Shaddy Daddy. Shatty Daddy yesterday in the inbox. Shout out to my guy, Shatty Daddy. That was a bad boy. Ooh. Bad boy, Jack.
Yeah, I think he's the best. I think he's the best we've ever produced.
And Richard Hamilton's from here. That's tough.
That top five is, you know, that.
Ooh, I say he, top five is tough, Jack.
He's the, what is it? He's the modern trailblazer.
Yes, sir.
He put the, Shatty, he got the eyes on Coatesville. Yeah, yes, yeah, man. Listen.
Who you shouting out, Jack?
I'm going to shout out my homegirl, Victoria. She does PR, and she got me tickets to see the Knicks. I can't see them because I got to do something. But you want to reschedule with me, and I was so glad.
Shout out to the Knicks.
All those tickets are high. And and I'm going to be – hopefully they sit me right next to Fat Joe so I can trip a referee. And shout out to the producer, Brandy, today. We're doing a late episode, and I know she had a long day, and she stuck it out. Even though her attitude can be nasty sometimes.
What? Briz, I did not say that.
She's a lovely person, and we thank you.
Say something smart, Jack.
Peter Pebble from Pickle from Rum Rock Rhymes.
I got one for you, Jack. Pink ain't nothing but a light skin red.
Hold on, one more time.
But a light skin red, Jack.
Game here to take over the game.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Stout. Still. Ain't know what's going on. Yeah. It's still politics as usual. Life looking beautiful. Talking real heavy, more heavy than the usual. Shook the whole world up, and type emotion new to you. So it's just a throwback. Losing, we don't know that. Only give them our facts. That's exactly what y'all lack. Always show the people love, so they show us love back. Yeah.